The following talk was given by Father John Hardin, July 14th through the 18th, 1999, Retreat for Men, sponsored by the Institute on Religious Life, Chicago.
Our present meditation will be on the Our Father. Over the years, I have tried to give a meditation on the Lord's Prayer in every retreat that I conduct. As we know, the Lord's Prayer is part of Christ's own teaching. It is not only a prayer to be recited, it is a prayer that we should reflect on, meditate on, and follow its directives. There is no part of the Bible of which more volumes have been written, beginning as early as the early 2nd century. The purpose, of course, is to pray. Pray knowingly. The more we understand, the more deeply we grasp what we are saying when we pray, the more certainly we shall obtain what we pray for. We begin by observing God, better than anyone else, knows our needs. This prayer is to be said always. It is the one prayer that the whole Christian world says, and by now, literally, several thousand volumes of explanation have been given. It is and has been all the churches Eucharist liturgy from the 1st century. Above all, it is Christ's own prayer on showing mercy, showing mercy to others, so we might obtain mercy from God for ourselves. There are seven basic parts to the Lord's Prayer. It begins by our saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We address God as our Father. Of course, God is our Father as the most holy Trinity. God the Father, as the first person of the Trinity, is part of the prayer. However, we are addressing all three persons when we recite the Lord's Prayer. We tell God, who art in heaven, that is what we were made for. None of us was made for this world. We need to remind ourselves, we are born, of course, in this world. We die, however, first, please God, our souls to go to heaven, and what we call the last day will be the first day of eternity. Our bodies are meant to join our souls in enjoying God. both in our souls and with our bodies. And he has come as our Father. Because God is the maker of the whole human race. He is God. God is in heaven, where he is waiting for us. God is in heaven, waiting for us to join him. And this is the essence of our faith. Where is heaven? There God resides. What are we praying for? We are praying that all of us may reach that heaven for which we were made. And we ask, hallowed be your name. We ask that the name of God might be considered, worshipped, and honored as the most holy name we can use about anyone. The Our Father is addressed to all three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We pray to God who is in heaven, and space has nothing to do with what separates us now from God. Heaven is our destiny. Heaven is our home. Heaven is what we were made for. But, dear Lord, how many people in the world really believe in God who is waiting for us to join him in heaven? This year is exactly 2,000 years minus one, and the Lord's Prayer has been given to Christians. All we need to understand the Lord's Prayer, because the Lord's Prayer is a synthesis of Christianity. Notice we address God who is in heaven. Why? Because that's what we're made for. How we need to remind ourselves we're not made for this world. All of us, from the youngest to the oldest in chapel, will die. We are made not for this life, but for the life to come. We address God as our Father, because God made us a plurality. And this, before this meditation is over, we are to live as believers in a plurality of human beings, and hear it. We believe in a plurality of persons in God. God could not have. Hear it? God could not have created anything else except a plurality of persons. Why? Because God Himself is a plurality. But in the opening of the Lord's Prayer, over the years, I've written and published thousands of words on the Lord's Prayer, what everything first depends on our believing that God is indeed our Father. He is waiting for us earnestly, eagerly, but although God is in heaven, where was heaven before God created the world? Where God was, heaven, as we call it now, was where God lived for, shall we say, millions of years. What His plan was to fill the halls of heaven with those who believe in Him on earth or to enjoy Him in eternity. Over the years, I mean this, millions of words have been written in commentary on the Lord's Prayer. And our first petition is in the opening of the prayer, Hallowed be Thy name. God is holy, was holy from all eternity. What are we praying for? What are we asking God? We are praying for and asking that God's name may be considered holy by everyone. As we know, from the beginning of God's creating the world, He first created the angels. A part of our faith, sadly, not all the angels hallowed the name of God. Hell came into existence, we believe, shortly after God created the angelic world. Where do I begin? What words do I use? The essence, the heart of reaching heaven is to hallow the name of God, which means to consider and live out our faith in God's holiness. Then the first formal petition, Thy kingdom come. What is the kingdom of which we pray in the Lord's Prayer? The kingdom of God is His church. His church on earth and His church in heaven. Christ's kingdom has come and is being enjoyed by the faithful angels in heaven and by the saintly people who have reached their eternal destiny. Who is it that honors God in heaven? First of all, Our Lady with her human nature. Then the angels in heaven. The souls of those who have reached heaven. We believe on faith. There are two persons who are in heaven in body. They are Christ and His Mother. How desperately we need, when we say the Lord's Prayer, to include the petition for our entering the heavenly kingdom. Hear it. Those of us, please God, everyone in chapel today, is already a member of the kingdom of God. In other words, everyone, though still living in this world with a mortal nature, is already in heaven by believing in God and hearing, enjoying God. Thy kingdom come. The kingdom of God has come for all those who have reached heaven by now. But in a profound sense, the kingdom has already come for all those on earth who have the faith, who believe in God, believe in His love, and trust to bring them one day in that heavenly home for which we were made. Only God knows how many souls of human beings are in heaven now. But let's tell ourselves this. The only persons who reach heaven in eternity are those who have lived holy lives. That's why we are giving this retreat. We make a retreat in order to reach heaven. Christ's kingdom has already come on earth numerically in all those who are in the state of grace. But hear it. The heaven eternity will be reached only by those when Christ calls them from time into eternity are in His grace. There is no second chance. We live only one life on earth. We die only one death. after a bodily death, our souls will either rise to heaven or have to wait in purgatory or go straight to hell. I will not spend too much time on the subject, but let me make sure everyone understands there is a heaven, there is also a hell. We should pray, beg God to be spared the everlasting punishment of hell. We are on earth for only one reason, to serve God faithfully in body and soul. We'll reach Him in heaven where He is waiting for us. Then we ask, we pray, Thy kingdom come, Advenia Regnum Tuum. What are we praying for? We are praying that the kingdom for which we are all destined, we will reach. Heaven is a society. Heaven is reserved for those who have been faithful to God in their lives on earth. And who will reach heaven? Only those living faithfully the third petition. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What are we praying for? Asking God that just as everyone in heaven is enjoying the vision of God because they have lived lives of holiness, of sanctity here on earth. We pray Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are praying to reach heaven, but hear it from the first words of the Our Father. The Our Father is a prayer in the plural. We are praying so that we ourselves individually may reach heaven. We are praying that the whole human race may reach its heavenly destiny. There are, as we believe, two forms of heaven now. There is a heaven for which we are destined. Heaven came into existence when the angels, being tried, some angels, countless angels, in the teaching of the fathers of the church, as many angels fell as there are, it will be demons. The number of demons is in the millions. When the angels sinned, they were not blessed, as all of us have been, with God's mercy. The angels sinned once, and immediately hell came into existence. When we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," we include, let's make it clear, we include ourselves, our divinely given norm for behavior here on earth. We are to behave here on earth as the angels and saints behave in heaven. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In heaven, everyone does the will of God. That's why there is a heaven for those in their trial on earth have done the will of God. But let's be clear, let me be honest. Doing the will of God here on earth is not easy. There is no easy way of getting to heaven. When we pray that God's will might be done on earth as it is in heaven, we are praying that everyone, all human beings still living on earth, might, with God's grace, do the will of God. All we need to recite the Lord's Prayer, shall I say, many times a day, and pray that God's will might be done by everyone on earth as being done in heaven. Then we continue. The first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer are meant for us as human beings with a soul. But then we continue. "Give us this day our daily bread." Over the years, we now can safely say thousands of words of commentary on the Our Father. What are we praying for? We pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Our first petition is the Holy Eucharist might be received how often? Every day. As I've said before, I repeat to reemphasize, the object of this petition is to beg God to have the human race receive Jesus Christ every day in the Holy Eucharist. The bread, as one Pope after another, commenting on the Lord's Prayer, says, the daily bread should first of all be our daily reception of Holy Communion. I don't know how many of you receive communion every day, but I beg God to give you both the inspiration and the courage to receive Him in Holy Communion every single day of your lives. We desperately need to receive Jesus Christ, I repeat, daily. However, in this petition, you're also praying strange language.